What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the High Guys Podcast, where we high, and I hope you is too. I know we've been gone for a minute, but we back because I know y'all missed us. I know y'all really did. I'm your boy, that worm guy. I'm here with my nigga Rado, the Mauler. Here we go again with the High Guys Podcast.
Fuck your poster, man.
We high.
Just for that,
man. I hope you are too.
All right.
I'm high and I'm also a little tipsy because I'm drinking a Not Your Father's Root Beer. If you've ever had one of these, you know how good these are. So I've been sipping on that. Rado sipping on something.
I'm sipping on. I'm going to get that Draws tonight.
How much that costs, man? Shit, I need some of that
too. I respect it.
You ain't supposed to tell people what's in it now, but it's some good stuff up in here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you guaranteed if you make one of these, you're gonna get them panties tonight.
What is this? Tommy? GTD?
We need that.
We need get that. Draws, yeah. GTD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get them draws, man. Get them draws.
Need one of them.
Get them draws, man.
You know who really need one of them? I was just looking through my GQ. Will Smith is back in the news again. If for those of y'all who are able to see the video, but he's back in the news again. Not for his book. Not for being on GQ, but Jada again talking a little bit of smack about the boy.
Right,
talking about
right.
Right. Had a conversation with Gwyneth Paltrow about how he wasn't, for lack of a better words, the best in the bedroom.
Basically, he wasn't fucking her right.
Basically, in layman's terms, yep. Basically. So, I mean, they were young. So, I mean, I get that they were young and they were kind of like trying to fill each other out. But now it got me thinking and it got me and the boys thinking about, like, what does that mean for, like, the kind of dynamic between men and women and when it comes to sex? Because I feel like, for the most part, it seems like the responsibility of whether the sex is good or not is on the man. Now, we're going to get into that. But, like, what I really want to talk about right now, something else that was in the chat earlier was when this man Twan was talking about some what is it about the booty that just makes a man go crazy, and I thought we should definitely have that on the podcast and talk about it real quick just to start it off with.
For the record, I didn't think it would be an actual topic, but
hey, you know, it's a good topic, actually. It's a very good topic.
Booty been around forever,
so
I think it's been
forever.
So let me go back to how this question even came about. So I was on Instagram looking at some big booty bitches, right? And then I was like, you know, like everybody else.
Hold on. You said big booty bitches?
Big booty
bitches. So BBB?
BBB.
So kind of like BBB. The big baller, whatever it's called?
Big baller blocking. The baller blocking.
The shoe.
The dude.
You know a guy.
The ball.
Yeah, so we got to borrow the name from him then. We got to borrow the name and say, man, we need to borrow this right quick for the big booty bitches.
There you go. Big booty bitches.
Okay.
On Instagram. And then it just hit me. And I was like, it's just a butt. Everybody got a butt. What is it about an ass?
It's something about that type of butt. It's something about that.
I don't get it. Like,
okay, so I guess I could kick it off as Worm the host today. You know.
Go ahead, man.
But man, it's just woo. It got like the right curve and the right rhythm. You know, you gotta naturally just that's a good butt right here.
What does that naturally mean? Naturally, just
no, it just go. You know,
it just go.
Man, have you ever
exactly.
When a bitch as in her heels, and you know, like, and she working it, and a booty just Oh. You know, her little but it gotta, you know, it gotta have like
look
the
it. Look at he done just named the three best parts, the heels, sundress, and the curve exactly.
Yeah, so
and this.
Yeah, and yeah, he does that. Yeah. The niggas know what I'm talking about. Like it don't it don't have to be big. It could be small, but if it got that.
Right, if it got a nice, yep.
You good to go, because niggas like all butts, all shapes and all sizes. As long as they got that, like, ooh, that little factor to make you like, okay, that's a little nice little thing back there.
And they don't even know where to, like, even describe it. I don't even know.
It is. They got to describe it.
But we I don't even know, like. What shit made me get into thing, it, man? Like, you got shit coming out of it, you know.
Nobody thinking about that, though. Yep. Nobody thinking about
it. You think about the good. Nobody think about the good shit about it.
The bad stuff about it. They fart, dude.
Exactly. You know, she could be farting while you looking at right. her. You know, so,
could be.
That's what I'm saying.
She probably is, but who cares?
Exactly.
As long as they got that right, little. Wave, you know,
but like, ain't nobody worried about that.
But she could have fucking nobody worried about toilet too, right before she walked.
Ain't nobody worried about that. Take a shower,
that wet
take a shower,
or you gotta
take a hot one.
You gotta wrap, you gotta wipe forever to get it all
take
out.
A hot one,
that's nasty.
Hey, all right, it can't get that nasty now, you know.
I'm just saying, this is what happens.
It's a standard. So, and this is
you gotta think about that though.
This is the standard though.
Like, she just
the booty gotta look good in jeans or whatever, good in clothes. Like, if it got the shake to it and it looked good in clothes, that's like check one. Mm-hmm. But then it gotta look good in just panties, not just any old panties, they gotta be the good panties. Mm-hmm. And if you got a real, like, nice body and a nice ass, it's one specific kind of panty that you need. And it ain't Victoria's Secret, because Victoria's Secret ain't it no more. But if you got that
dropping knowledge,
if you got that booty, like you like, you gotta wear Rihanna's Fendi lingerie.
Oh.
Like, god damn.
Yeah, like
you
that.
Got ass
like that.
If you got a nice body and you don't wear her line,
my girl,
yeah.
If you don't wear her line, and then you missing out. You are missing.
How
you
much
missing.
Cost, man?
Hey,
you seen the show?
Hey,
you seen
hold
the,
on.
The show they got.
It's a little expensive. It's a little on the expensive side, but
on the expensive side, have
a little bit.
Expensive just means a good quality. That's what that means.
Hey,
good
I'm telling quality. You. For the fellas, if you got a little bit of cash, you go get that for your girl, because you get it's like an added bonus to it. Because once you order it one good time, once you order from the Rihanna line one good time, she send you a picture of her wearing some of the stuff.
Whoa.
Hey, and if you want a pass to see Rihanna in some hot stuff, you gotta buy your girl that lingerie. So at the little price you have to pay for it,
hey,
once you get the Riri, you say, God bless you.
I'm about to buy
we drop
five of them bitches right now. Oh,
yeah. We dropping some good knowledge. On
and you know, since we got an Instagram, and if you want to know as a lady, if you got like a nice Riri lingerie size, you can go ahead and send us your pictures and your panties, bro. And we'll let you know, because we some honest guys around here. We'll let you know if you're worthy or if you should be in the Fendi line, because you got that body for it.
We'll you know what you could call it? We can call that segment.
Follow that ass.
We're going to follow that ass.
Follow that ass, yeah.
Or not.
We'll follow
so,
that
hey,
ass.
Look us up.
Hashtag.
Hi, guys. Guys on Instagram. Look us up.
If you're going to follow that ass.
Yep. If you want us to let us know if you got that ass or not. And if you should be rocking Fendi, because I believe I'm a bit of an expert.
I have my degree in bootyology.
Hey, these prices ain't bad. My bad, I'm looking at
It ain't, but it's but, no. I'm telling you,
just
hey.
Like you were saying, just like you were saying.
You got it. I got to get it. Like, I'm telling you. You get a nice pass because your girl, she won't trip because it's Riri because everybody got a crush on her. And if you see her in
the outfit, got a crush on her, dog.
Nigga, look at the outfit she be in and you like, God damn, I would tear that ass but, up. Look at the.
I can't get past her forehead. Like, I can't.
No matter.
Don't get me wrong. She a very sensual, sexy woman.
Exactly. That's what you worried about.
But then when I see that forehead, I just think of the Predator. And you're like, aliens off Independence Day.
All right. If that's the case for you, you still get the line and put your girl in it. Yep. And if she got it like that, woo! Now you got somebody that look better than Riri, and the sexiest line around. Yep. Now you done made it happen. Cause I'm telling you,
she feels sexy. Hey, she feels confident. She's wearing the best line.
Juan, if you get your girl in line, I'm telling you, it's a lot of see through panties, a lot of see through bras. You be like, God damn.
I'm looking at it right. Hey, the whole website. Right?
Hey, I'm telling you. I'm thinking about being a member, man.
Oh my God.
She almost got me.
There's some good stuff on here.
I'm telling you. You better get it. But the last stage of if you got a good ass, it gotta look good in lingerie and everything else, but it also gotta look good naked. Like if you don't look good naked,
natural.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Like you can't tell.
Go ahead.
It can't be different colors. It can't have hella craters in it. And it can't be hard looking. Like if you butt naked and it's like, I can't, it's a wrap. Like we could date, but the sex might not be all that great, but we could date though. That ass ain't got the total package. You gotta have all three stages in clothes, lingerie, and naked. So if it's fake, you better have a good surgeon. Because it better have that real feel to it. So it can't
hold on. Let's talk about that too. Like
the GMO the booty. We gotta talk about the GMO booty
coming out here now. Oh, now man. Does that count as a having a good ass or a fat ass?
I mean, like I said, fake one. If it got the three stages, it gotta look good in clothes. Because I didn't see something that you like, ooh, that bitch shit is nice. Instagram's that's got some nice ones, but then you see them and they. Bathing suit, you like, damn, that shit is disgusting.
Yeah.
So you lost. It's a wrap. So your fake booty, you failed. So you should have kept a natural one because it might have worked it better.
Yep.
So I don't like those. They ass so damn big, right? It just don't even match their body.
Yes. So that's horrible. That's bad. Yeah. Like, it got to match.
Yeah. So that already. Takes you out of the rating system the Rato just set up.
Yep, you got of it. So
you know what was crazy? So I was in Vegas about a week or so ago, and me and my girl were sitting at the pool, and she pointed out, you know, she was like, I think it was a waiter. She's like, I just saw a waiter with a big old butt I think you'll like. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, point her out. And then she did. And I'm looking, and I'm like, nah. Nah, I'm good. She was like, why? I was like, it looked fake. I was like, it don't look like it belonged on her. Like we were just saying.
So it got to have the wave to it.
Yeah.
It got to have wave. All of it. See, told you, man.
Yeah, it don't
gotta,
work. Waiter was in the bathing suit, too, but it looked fake.
Yeah.
Like the butt was big, but her thighs were like little.
I'm like, and you know, and sometimes it don't move. It don't move naturally.
Yeah,
it got to move
at all. It wasn't moving at all,
right?
Yep,
it wasn't moving at all.
No real natural movement.
I guarantee you. I think it got to be the moving is what gets you. I don't think it's because it's just standing there. It's like, man, look at that shit go.
Yeah,
bitches be looking too.
Yeah,
bitches. They like, they like, damn.
That's why they be doing these. What do they call BBPs? Yeah. Look, whatever they try to do, like to get that look, because they know that, like, one, they know guys like it, and two, they want to look like that. That's a good look, actually.
So if you do it right, If you do it right.
But you got to do it right. And there's ways to do it right.
Yeah, even Instagram models, if y'all want to get rated on your fake booties or your real booties, if you want to know the truth, get at us too.
I'll tell you. Because we're the high guys.
We the high guys, and we on Instagram.
Aspiring.
Yep.
Instagram models.
We're rated. We
got a 500. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Maybe 2,000 followers.
We'll get your followers.
It don't matter.
Yep.
It don't matter. You can have no followers if you want some honest opinions.
We'll get them up.
And if your booty look like it's weird or fake, you got it. Because I don't give a damn.
As he sips the get the draws off GTD. The panties off drink.
Yeah, get them draws, man. Get them draws, man. But Warren, you know, I think me and Antoine said what we liked about the ass. I don't think you gave
the no, word. Because I was letting y'all go and I was
on that ass.
Agree with a lot of y'all said. I mean, it's crazy that like to think about it. I don't know what it is about an ass that makes me like really into them, but it's all the things that you named exactly. It's the round ones, the big ones, because like I've told y'all, I'm the guy that's into like them BBW big girl asses because they be
grandma booty, church grandma booty.
Yep. Yep,
and they still be on it though. Y'all missing out. Y'all really is.
I'm good
because in the same way that we talk about that's when they go like me. That. Now
that's
it's just like
that's a lot. Exactly. It's off the screen. It's off the screen. you gotta do this to get in here.
Exactly.
You gotta do
all
this.
Right.
That's with exactly that, what I'm talking
so
about.
You said you like them. So, but like, what is like the?
First, let me say that I like all types, like from the small, like, but like it's got to have some kind of shape. If it's
they can't be a thick back.
Right, exactly. Like just a long back.
Yeah, you got to have some little cup or two.
Exactly. So, but like to a point of like what is too much, like if it's like in the same way you talked about, if it don't look real and it's even though it's a natural,
even if it's real, like even if when it's real,
even if it's real, but it don't look real because it's just too big. That's yes, I do have a point where it's like, nah, it's like that's like ridiculous because now your body has to kind of match that too. So you yourself are too big too. So it's like at that point, I'm like, it's going too far for me. Like I'm into ass, but like, I ain't into the big lumpy fat.
Limits.
Looks like a
sloppy
bag of VHS tapes.
Jesus Christ!
That's the thing. It said VHS tapes.
I'm just thinking y'all like it's all pointy and on certain sides and lopsided.
No,
you think of that?
So it don't matter. So you bet you stand that you don't matter.
Rihanna outfits.
So you don't matter like how big she is, it still gotta look real. Like no matter
what,
and she's good.
It don't matter how big she is, cause like it's some big girls that'll have like the ass is like relative to their size.
Yeah.
It'll be looking nice.
Yeah, it's a couple out there. So dude, Lizzo have that size ass.
Does Lizzo?
She's big and sloppy.
Because she doesn't have any, she doesn't have any shape to it.
She's sloppy.
So her shape is.
Believe that she is, but.
Nope.
No.
No. No. No.
So that's a no-go. Like,
hell yeah,
that's
no.
That's a no-go. That's a no-go. No. Sorry, Lizzo, but that's a no-go.
She got a diabolical laugh.
Yep. With that being said, though, with us being able to like talk about that really quick, let's get to the topic at hand, the one I've been really interested in, like really getting into, because when I think about it, I'll just start off by like kind of just a quick idea what we're going to talk about. What I think of it is kind of really, I feel like this is what society believes too. Is that it's the man's responsibility on whether the sex is good or not. Because from what everybody's talks about for the most part, a woman will even make a statement of like, if she didn't have an orgasm, it's the man's fault. Or if she was about to have one, like I've seen memes of ladies talking about how like they had a vibrator and the batteries died right before she came. And it was just like a man. And it's almost like, because if she doesn't get her orgasm, it's the man's fault, without any real understanding of like what it takes to, for a lot of different women, takes to get them to have an orgasm. So with Jada talking about Will, and I was thinking about how they were young, and a lot of young guys don't know to kind of like, first of all, what to do, because that's what is expected of a lot of young guys, to just know what to do to have sex, to know all the moves and to know how to grab her and take her and do this and do that, or not to be soft and caressing, because you know, you pick up on that stuff after a while, but it's something that's just expected of men, while women aren't really necessarily expected to, you know, do too much in return. So basically what I'm gonna ask you guys to kind of talk about is, one, do you believe that it is the responsibility of the man, and whether if his sex game is good or not, whether the sex is going to be good? And two, what responsibility is it of the woman to kind of even talk to him or be like, hey, this is what I like, this is what I don't like? Because a lot of women will say, well, then if I start telling you and you don't do it right, or you don't do it, or you do it wrong, now I have to coach you through it, and I don't want to do that. So what's y'all thoughts on that?
I'm curious. I want to hear y'all perspective, so I can go last. I want to hear what y'all got to say.
Damn, so that means I got to go first, huh? First of all, it's a two-way street. Like, you know, it's part the guy fault, part the girl fault. Yeah. But I give it more so on the lady side, because of how women think that a guy is supposed to be able to carry the world and can't have like no feelings, no emotions. And if he do, or if he say, hey, this is what I like, or that's what I want to do, and they relationship in bad, or they get into it, the first thing she gonna say is, nigga, that's why you did this, or this nigga, you thought you do this, or you know, whatever he into, you know, she gonna try to throw that shit in his face, or he could communicate something with her, and then immediately when they break up, she tell the whole world, like, this nigga did this. And now they're like, man, fuck this shit. I ain't gonna never talk about it no more. So it's like, some niggas want to talk about it. Some niggas, I ain't gonna talk about it, because I ain't want to hear what this bitch gonna say if I tell her this shit, and then she try to throw it back in my face, and now we got to fight, or I got to kill this bitch because I told her some shit that I wanted, and now she said she gonna tell the world. So it's a two-way street. But like I said, it's more on the ladies. Some, I think that if they wouldn't open their damn mouth on certain things, guys would tell them more stuff about them and more stuff that they into. On the guy side, he should learn how to do stuff too. And he should want to learn or try to figure this shit out and just not be like, man, I'm just going to get it where I've been doing it. Like, fuck it. Like, nah, you got to put some type of like effort into it. You can't just be thinking like, all right, she's gonna get on top of the day and that's it. Or yeah. I'm gonna make sure I get this in 2 minutes and I'm going to bed, man. Nah, it's two-way street. Both people got to come through. So it's all communication. What was your other question? Because I'm toasted.
Nah, you basically covered both
of them. Yeah, you answered both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Because I'm hella toasted.
You want to go, Twan?
Fuck it, I'll go. So, I think I'm with Rico. I think it's 50-50. Communication is everything especially when it comes to like sex. You know, the whole fact that I remember watching a clip of that interview, and with Gwyneth Paltrow on her show on Red Table Talk.
Red Table Talk.
And Jada had the audacity to say he was supposed to be able to read my mind. I'm like, motherfucker, what? I'm like, huh? I'm like, bitch, how old are you? Like, what are you, 17, 16? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, no, motherfucker. No, no, yep. No. It don't work like that. You have to say what you like.
Say what you want.
You got to
speak. Well, if not, get fed.
Exactly. Yep. So it's like, to say that is like an extreme delusion. Right? It's like, there's no way. So you just let that man just, he think he's doing something. So I mean, either you faking it or what?
Yeah.
Or y'all just avoided the entire conversation altogether, you know?
Yep.
So, and like Rico said, you know, if you say what you want, and you know, if the other, both parties have to be, first have to be willing, you know, because you know, she may be into something.
It's all about consent.
Exactly.
Yep. So like, and if you don't agree, then he was too far for me.
I
ain't gonna do that now, but don't talk about this shit and break it up without getting to it. It's just, all right, just get it.
And then on top of that, you got to give that person time too to like, not okay, you just told them what you like and how to do it, even during the act, you know, like say, you know, you shit, we all been in this position, you know, you telling your girl how to, you know,
like that top. Dick.
Yeah,
that dick.
You know what I'm saying? There you go. You know, you may like, you know, some guys maybe, you know, just work the tip, girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, some be like, swallow that thing, girl. Want that shit?
I need all of it.
You know, exactly. But you gotta.
Like, I need to caress sometimes. I need to get down sometimes. I need to rest sometimes. Yeah. Hey,
rest.
Hey, it's like, man, you know me, rest. You ain't never had a caress, worm.
Yeah, I had a chick, caress. Of course, I have.
Man, if you get the chick with the lips, you know, she got the big lips.
Oh, the big
lips. From the side, and she be caressing them with her lips. Caressing them, dude. Caressing. See, now you're like, damn.
You're right.
But like I said,
you're right.
You get a caress.
I got that.
Yeah.
Right. So you know what he's talking about.
I know you know what he's talking about.
He's like, damn.
Hot dog action.
But like y'all talking about, with communication, though, like you said, like what Jada said, like a lot of women assume guys can either read their mind and know, because what a lot of it is, I feel like what I learned is, a lot of it's by body. Like you got to read a lot of shit by body language, because women are going to tell you kind of what they want to do. And will, from my experiences, give you control over what you do and hope that it's in a language that they like. So if you go from from you on top shit to doggy style, they hoping it's like, it's because like, that's what they like to do. But if you go to that and they like, I don't like doing doggy style, they gonna have like a weird type of, you know, kind of body movement or something about it. Like, and you can pick up on that, but like the average guy ain't gonna know that. Like,
yeah, but sometimes the average guy do know.
She don't like doing doggy.
But sometimes they do know. And that's why it'd be like a bad performer. It's like, he's like, man, I know she don't like this shit, but fuck it, because so I'm like, right, shit, I do. Right. So I'm just gonna get mine and hurry up, or a continuation where, you know, where he gotta fake it, or he ain't performing because he can't get hard, because like, man, this bitch, like, I know she don't like this shit, but I like this shit sometimes. And then so it's like you said, communication. And so while she thinking in her head, she could be thinking like, this nigga ain't doing shit. He probably ain't, because of you. Like, you need to. Yeah. He likes certain shit too. Like, everybody likes certain shit.
You got to give positive reinforcement too,
right?
You know? You got to give, like, you know, you're doing it right. You know, give them some type of signal or something for the girl.
But sometimes niggas be knowing that shit be fake. So like, you got to be like, it just usually got to go with it. Like, if a nigga want to do it a certain way,
that you're faking.
Yeah. Some niggas can't, and it fucked them niggas over too.
Yep.
So but she could be thinking like, this nigga dick ain't working. Think, because no, it's because you didn't fake it, and I know you faking. Now I'm turned off. So don't fake it. Like, if you ain't feeling it, just be like, man, I don't know.
Just say it. Just say it. Just be like, I'm not feeling this position. Let's try something.
Yep. Yeah. Just be like, you know, hey, can we do it this way?
And I, hey, I like this. Can we do this? And a lot of women feel like, from what they've experienced because of air quotes, the patriarchy, they've been taught to not experience sex properly. So they feel like they can't express their sexuality. And I mean, I feel like it's also because as much as I'll keep reiterating this, as much as I feel like that women just expect men to know this stuff offhand, to know like where to find clit, to know how long to rub on it to make me come or whatever like that. Like, but at the same time, a lot of women feel like if they do say, oh, well, this is what makes me come. Like what you were saying with Laredo, with like guys, they don't want to tell the guy, well, this is what I like. So then afterwards, the guy's thinking like, oh, she's a slut. She likes doing wild shit.
You can't go into thinking it. It could just be, right. Man, she could probably never ever had experienced a day in her life. It could be a thought that she has. She's like, man, I want to see how that shit feel. Man, sometimes a nigga, you should just feel honored that she wanted to do some wild shit.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, damn, like, she thought about this. Like, I ain't tried it, but fuck it, let's see. At least I'm tempted, at least. But to a certain extent, though, it can't be like, you know, her planting his ass or something like that, you know. Unless he into that, but if he ain't, like, she can, like, everybody ain't into that. So that's like you gotta check.
you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah, you gotta check.
You gotta be careful with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, you gotta check with that one, but you know.
Always be careful playing with that.
Everything else, you know.
So you got your booty looking for.
No, hell to the no. I don't like before? No. I don't even like my booty touch.
But you're
like, hey, if I'm getting in and a girl grab my butt too hard, my dick going soft, nigga, every time. Like, it's over. It's ruined, nigga. Then I either, and I know it's ruined, so I got a split second. I got like a split second to say, fuck, it's over. Then I gotta fake it like I didn't nut it, like fake it like I'm coming. So sometimes, like if she do it like too early, like into it, I didn't fake it in 2 minutes to say, oh fuck, this bitch didn't grab my ass. So I gotta go and then pretend like I didn't came.
But ain't nothing out. Nothing came out.
They don't know the difference. They don't know.
They don't see it.
They don't know.
No, they don't know the difference.
Even if you bust it in, it's gonna drip out.
Nigga, they don't know, nigga. Like I said, it's been times. Yeah, I'm like, nah.
Yep.
So if I get to that point and I'm like, damn, man, she done fucked it up. It's a wrap. Nigga, I don't even like my balls lick.
What?
No.
I don't even like my balls lick. No.
Are you tripping on that?
You got sensitive balls?
I can respect it. I can respect the ass. I don't do nothing with the ass.
I got
either.
Sensitive balls, but I like to.
I don't do nothing with the ass.
But not
either.
Suck. Like, if I don't know, I feel like I'm dying and start sucking on it. Like, what the fuck? Like, I feel it in my stomach. Like, it's turning. Like, oh, I can't do it. I'm like, nah, you lick it, but don't suck my balls, man.
If you do it too hard, that's what it is.
They could do a light. Well, I mean, it could be light. A light suck, and I'm like, hell no.
I feel like I'd probably be into like light BDSM shit, because I'm into like if like you slap my dick or do some rough shit with it. I'm into that. Like a little rough with my balls too, not like squeezing them.
Oh
like,
nah, fuck all that. No,
like, you kicked like in that. His nuts. Nigga.
Oh shit.
Hell no.
Yeah, girl.
Hell no.
Do that shit again.
Oh, yeah, but yeah,
on some shit where, like, shit, it
but it's still like what you said, like, you know, it's still
on a nigga's dick. I was like, eh, fuck that.
All that shit still goes like with communication and shit.
But right, but yes, even all of that stuff, goes with
communication. And as a bitch, like, she should understand, like, if a nigga say shit like what we saying now, like, all this what we like, what we don't like, she should be like, okay, cool, you don't like it, don't do the shit. And a nigga should be, whatever she say, he should be like, all right, cool, I ain't gonna do that. But all right, you into it, so that's your thing. But I ain't gonna do it. But don't be trying to shut her out and be like, hey man, right. Slut. You know, some girls just like dick slapped across their face sometimes. Hey, if you got like if you equipped properly, it's nice to have a chick laying there and your whole dick just lay all the way across her face. from her lips all the way up to her forehead. Oh, yeah. So if she like that shit and you a nigga, she tell you that shit, yeah. Try it, nigga. Fuck it.
Yeah.
He's like, hey.
Don't even hate
it. What it look like then, hey.
Yep.
You know, it could be magic. But she's like, yep. The whole Jada thing about the he's supposed to know, niggas don't know shit.
Nah, they don't, bro.
Bad part is, niggas don't know shit because niggas wasn't taught shit. So how the hell you know how to do shit if you wasn't ever taught? Not a damn.
Now that's another thing I want to get into too. What I want to do now is also kind of help some of these young guys out just listening to the podcast.
Yeah, so
give them a few tips on kind of. I know we sprinkled a little bit of game through our talk right now, but now we can kind of use a little bit of this segment to talk about like some of that stuff too. Because what you're saying, I feel like a lot of guys, which is not a bad thing, but a bad thing. A lot of guys learn sex through porn and think like that's what you're
supposed to do. I don't think it's porn because not you gonna learn what you see on porn. It ain't too much.
Which is
porn.
Porn is shit. Like, but
so it ain't like you're saying.
I just pound her up.
It ain't too much that you see on porn.
15 minutes. Like, that's what they think they're supposed to do.
Yep.
And then they think they're supposed to just come all over and don't worry about like whether she getting her or she's screaming, right? That's all you're supposed to hear. And if she ain't screaming,
hurting,
that's all right.
Though.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's really hurting.
So being stoned there.
At it. Well. Just keep pounding at it until you done.
Yep. But
I ain't gonna lie. Hold on. On that, I'll say this. Sometimes I ain't gonna lie. I'm that guy. Cause I'm like, either I'm just in the mood and I just want to quit. You know, I don't feel like I just want to get right to it. So say she may be in the kitchen or whatever, you know, and I just come slap her on her ass. She already know what time it is and get it going. Or you know, say I'm just not in the mood, you know, for all that foreplay and
yes, it'd be like that sometimes. Like
15, 20 minutes later, now she ready for nah, or I just don't want to go through all that shit. You know, it's like, fuck. I don't,
you just gotta. So that's still that's like an adult talk. So you know, you got sometimes she gotta be sometimes you want to have a quick, sometimes you got to be quick, you know, sometimes, and then you got to let her know, like, hey, man, it's going to be this, I just want to tear it up real quick, that's it, and then, you owe her, though, like, at the end of that week or something, like you know, to really get it in, so however you get it in, then that's how you got to do it, if you're going to tap in one good quick time.
Yeah. So let's do it this way, we'll basically talk about scenarios where it could be like a one night stand type of thing or like a one off like what you should do to like now you comfortable with your girl, something that's like that'll get it hot and heavy or whatever, and then another one where you like you said the quickie type of thing, like all three of them scenarios and what you would suggest for a young cat or even a guy for our age, what you would do to first know that it's going to go down and then what you can tell through, like, you know, what she's kind of into.
Well, like if I'm coming in, if I know, like, I want to, you know, hurry up. I just want to get this nut in real quick. You know, if you've been with your girl long enough, if y'all talk good enough, like, you know, we'll get her off quick. So if you know that coming in, like, all right, I know she want these nipples sucked on real good. So if I suck it on hard enough, she gonna come. So now I got to put that in. So now when I know when I come hit for this quickie, because I just want to get mine quick if I do that. And then she gonna come too. So she got hers. But if you a nigga, that shit don't work for, and then it's just gonna be hard, then you just gotta, you gotta give her the hint, like, hey, like, I got to go to work in, like, 15 or you know, or something like, shit, I got to hit the stove. And I said, man, I got to be somewhere in 5 minutes. Like, give her something, and then it's like, but I'm trying to hit right quick. And then it's like, it'd be kind of funny. She'd be like, all right, this nigga got to go. So if you hit real quick and then cut, she already knows. She's like, all right, yeah, this nigga said he got to go do something. So he got to get up out of here. But like I said, but then that nigga, he got to make that shit up, though, the next day or a couple of days later. Yeah, whatever.
whenever you gotta pay back for that one.
Yeah, but that could be like a little sign, you know. Either you know your chick and you know what get her off quick. If you gotta get a toy, then go get a toy real quick.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I'm gonna wait until I answer Worm's question.
You can make it happen. Niggas just make the shit happen. Y'all need to sit down and talk and be open and be like, hey, for one night, we're gonna lay it all out. This is what I like, this is what you like. Yep. All right, this is what we ain't gonna do, this is what I ain't gonna do. And after that, close that box up, seal it, throw it away. And they be like, hey, now we know what we gotta expect. So now y'all know when he want a quickie, this is what's gonna happen. When she want a quickie, this is what's gonna happen. And then y'all go about y'all business. So every scenario will be played out. But y'all had that one night, y'all discuss it and say, hey, all right, we ain't gonna never bring it up again. And don't bring it up again. And y'all good to go.
And I think I agree with you up until you say don't ever bring it up again. Because I think having ongoing communication about sex is very important. Because your taste could change over time. You know, you may be like, man, I used to like this position or doing it this way. All of a sudden, now that I'm older, I'm like, I don't really like that shit no more. You know, you may like something different, you know, or you may say, you may all of a sudden, I don't know, you may have thought of something or you've seen some shit and you're like, you know what, I want to try that shit, you know. I feel like you have to have an ongoing, evolving conversation with sex, you know, to make sure, you know, new ideas can be explored or, you know, current ideas can be improved upon or whatever the fuck the case may be. I think an ongoing conversation is very, very important for the overall, like, the life of, like, your sex with your partner, I guess, for lack of better words. And fuck, I never got the question.
You answered the question.
You still touching on it. You still,
We'll repeat it though, because I feel like.
So like Redo was talking about, like, he was touching more on like your girl, you in a quickie type situation, if you like trying to communicate with.
Oh, we're doing tips.
And stuff, and like, and then one other one y'all hadn't touched on yet, but like. But I even was going to like touch on, if y'all hadn't got to, but like, you know, even like the one night stand type of thing, some chick you just met or something like that.
Some random chick?
Yeah, some random chick.
I don't give a fuck.
Getting it in with. Nope.
And as a dude,
some tips. Yeah. How would you go about it?
Looking about just trying to just get something quick. Now you ain't gonna ever come back. Just wild out, whatever the hell you was doing.
Like, fuck.
Go for
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Last time you did, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And you could even, matter of fact, that could be your practice on whenever you decide to settle down or whatever to get a chick. You practice with that one night stand and ask her random dumb questions that you know that if you ask another chick that she might not be into. You ask that chick that you want to do the one night stand with and get her reaction on the subject. Agree. So while you hitting it, and you like, hey, can I put my balls in your face? And then she look at you crazy or something, you know? You're like, oh, fuck it. Hitting it, and then go, But if she say, go for it, then you say, all right, I can go for it.
Bitches like having balls in their face.
So there you go.
I'm doing this more often.
That's how you do it, dudes.
Sometimes, it also depends on the type of girl, too. Like,
you're right.
She may... Just you asking her could turn her off in that moment. Because she just wants you to just be in full control and just do it. You know, don't ask permission. You know, just lay her ass down there and fucking start smearing your balls in her face. You know, and that's it. You know, don't even ask any questions. And there's girls out there like that. You know, they're just completely submissive. And those are my favorite types. I love that.
You're right. We here at the High Guys Podcast promote consent, of course.
Yep.
So if a guy is doing all this crazy shit to you ladies, you of course have given him consent to do it. But we know that there's chicks out there that like a guy that just kind of takes control and does whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And is not in a forceful shut up bitch type of way, but more
she
like,
may like she may want you to tell her.
Yeah, crazy thing is she might want you to tell her. Shut up, bitch. In the middle of the shit. But it's more of just like, yeah, like I feel like just like y'all say it, like that's them type of situations where you wild out, where you go, like, I ain't gonna see this person again. This kind of just popped off at the club or the bar or whatever. We went back to her place, my place. And yeah, kind of like one thing I've learned is don't waste time with kind of trying to be the flirty guy now at her place or your place, because now you're just wasting time that could be used.
So you saying do that as you get in the house, get them draws off.
Yeah, basically get in the house, maybe make a drink. Maybe flirt while having a drink, but honestly, like, yeah, y'all there. That's what y'all there for. I feel like if y'all gotten into each other's,
but how would you know if y'all there for that? What if she just thought you were just cool? So and she's like, "It's the cool nigga." Yeah, he come up, and then and then you just go in and say, "I'm about to get them draws." Open a door. Open a door. You try to get them draws, and she like, "What the fuck? You just ruined it."
Now, and them type of situations. And so, them type
of scenarios, how do you know?
It's kind of, it's still ways you can feel that out before getting up there. It's still ways you can feel out, like, because I honestly feel like if y'all went back to each other's place and there's like a kind of heat, so to speak, between y'all, y'all know what's going to happen when y'all get in there. But if it's kind of like a confusion, like even if y'all walking up to the place and, you know, she's kind of like just not so much even flirty with you, you know, saying some shit about like to not be blatant with it. But like I've heard conversations or I've even had some myself where it'll go into some shit that, you know, is meant to be sexual. And you can tell that, like, oh, she's that's where her mind is. So that's what couldn't possibly happen if I don't fuck this up, to be honest. Because what ends up happening, and women notice, is that it's all in guy's court as long as he don't fuck it up. As long as he don't say nothing, that's all. Yeah, you got a little thin ice. Draws back up. I'm with it. So if you get in the house and she's like, and you just thinking some, yeah, it's about to go down, and you trying to get the draws off, and she's like, well, hold on, I wasn't trying to be doing all that. You said you wanted to come up here and sit down and get to know me. And you be thinking like, oh damn, well, I guess that's what she wanted to do. If you in that type of situation, honestly.
But even if you know, like, all right, I'm gonna get these draws, you could fuck it off by coming to that door and trying to get them draws off at that door. Because yeah, what if she wanted you to say, what if she wanted you to take you to the room? Like, damn, nigga, you in a dope? And I can't even get in and sit down. I can't even take my jacket off.
You're right.
And you just, like,
again, that did, like I was saying, that depends on the heat between y'all. If she's giving you them eyes, I know y'all niggas done seen them eyes, like where she's them fuck me eyes.
Yep.
At the dough, then yeah, she might want you to pull them draws off at the dough. If she's still kind of chill with it, you're patient too.
But did you wait that first second, or did you go?
I feel like with a guy, you should always be patient. With a guy, you should always
wait and let her attempt to take his draws off at the door.
Nah, you should try to take her draws off, because she ain't going to try to take your draws off.
All right, so how? At the door, like, how would
at
you
door,
know?
You're at the door.
How do you know she wants to take them draws off at the door, though? Like you said,
how do you know?
I could be there the whole time.
Like I said.
Like, so what is your, like, last second clue? Like, bam.
Second clue.
You got to be like a last second, like, she wanted right here at this door.
You know what? You know what? Ask. That's how you know. That's
by
if
the
you
way,
ever
by the way, my t-shirts coming soon. Take the draws off at the door. Take the draws off at the
door. Yep.
Oh shit.
Oh, all right. So technically
at the door, ask.
So technically we really don't know the sign of if she wanted it at the door or not, unless she say so, right? So back to the whole topic of everything about Jada thinking the dude's supposed to know. So for the ladies, we're telling you right now, we don't know shit. because we don't know if we can take the panties off at the door or not.
We'll know. We think we know.
Yeah.
We sometimes can read your mind, to be honest, but like not in most cases.
I can't read. No.
Nope. So
for me,
as a woman,
yeah.
If you want us to take them drawers off at the door immediately without drinking coffee or pretending like we want to have a conversation, y'all should just tap us.
You got to throw signals too.
Yeah, just tap us on the dick, and then we'll know.
Well, if you weren't, you got to slap his dick.
Yeah.
Well, you
be like, taking drawers off at the door. Yep.
So then we'll know that, all right, she wanted here at the door. Like, it could be like a little brush, you know, or, you know, a little pee-pee touch, you know.
Yep.
You know, as a kid, you just say pee-pee. And touch it right, you get excited as a kid. Like, pee-pee touch. So if she touch it right, you know at the door, all right, she wanted right here at this door. So ladies, there you go.
Or it's just like I said, fellas, just ask.
You gotta be able to.
Because you'll be standing at the door. She'll be looking back at you, giving you them fuck me eyes, biting her lip, and then she'll say some shit. She'll say some shit. Glad I wore black panties today or something. And then you'll be like, I'll take them off. And then you be like, I'll take them off at the door right now.
But she gave you.
That's what I'm saying. She give you signs, and then you'll know by that. If you want to read it out without like her tapping you on the dick, you can kind of read it out that way too.
Now hold on.
But she told you though.
Okay, we're talking about leading into it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, okay, y'all kiss and whatever, you know, mm-hmm. you start, you know. Fingering or whatever, or
now you get into it.
You're in the act of actually. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you almost, you know, trying to get the goodies, right?
Yeah. So yeah. No, you're already in. You're in the goodies.
You're doing your thing. The wee wee is in, or maybe you're eating some pussy, or maybe it's not. Maybe
you or you just fat. Or you just eat or you fingering her, right? So what I'm getting at is
a finger popping.
You gotta.
I like to call it.
So how do you know if she likes it or not?
Or
how do you guys gauge? Like, say, whatever you're doing to her, how can you tell if she's enjoying
it? That's the other part of
it. Whatever you're doing, you gotta go gentle. Like, you can't be rough. So
mm-hmm.
whatever you're trying to do, you better make sure you're doing it lightly.
Mm-hmm. Like that's why I say finger joints now, because finger popping.
You don't know
what you're doing with them fingers. It was a finger joint.
You kind of got it. You know how them cartoons with the evil doctor? He had a little cat. How he was rubbing like that.
Yep.
That's how you got to rub the pussy. Yeah. Or that's like the movement you got to do. And then you know if that's like a cool move.
Perfect analogy.
Exactly. So if that's cool. And then she's like, okay.
Yep.
And then you can go a little bit more. A little bit.
Start gentle.
Yeah, you got to. You
work your way up.
Whatever you're doing.
There's a lot of, like I said, a lot of guys will go off of porn.
Yep.
And then have her body respond. Give me that fucking tit. See, like, ow.
No, but I'm getting that, right? I'm going, so you're saying it from your perspective. But what I'm saying is, are you looking at her body and how it's responding
and
based on what you're doing? So like for instance, say either I'm fingering, eating or whatever, say I'm just whatever, you know, I'm fingering. I'll just say I'm fingering, right?
Okay.
Or just eating pussy, either one. So what I like to do
you stick with one, man, or the other.
You know,
yeah, I'm gonna stick with this, and
or
then
maybe,
I'm gonna,
or maybe I got
finger joint. Yeah, finger joint, so, fingering her. Okay, so, fingering her. All right.
So what I like to do is, okay, I go, and you know, I like to wherever I see her body jumps when I'm in a certain area that I touch.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, okay, so let me double back on this area right here.
Yeah.
And then I see it jump again. And then all of a sudden, you know, say, okay, you're getting close and close, because the more she jumps, the closer you're getting to that spot. So then I keep going and going and going to where all of a sudden now she's like arching up or whatever the case may be, like that. That's, for me, I make my adjustments based on her body language, based on how she's reacting to it. If she's just flat and not doing anything, not responding, you know, then to me, it's like, okay, I'm not doing something right.
Doing something wrong. So that's why I said, you got to start off slow. If she start off slow,
and also pay attention to what her reactions.
Yeah, exactly. So
like that's what I was saying.
Start off slow, and she don't like it at all.
Yeah.
And then she don't like it at all.
Yeah.
And then she don't like it. Period. So just stop. So if you finger and you going at that's rubbing that cat, and she don't like it, and she don't like it at all. It's a wrap. You got to try something else. So you better lick them nipples.
You gotta figure, like I said, you gotta figure out stuff based on body language. Yep. A lot of the stuff, it sounds like where you gotta kind of read her mind, but really it's more like just reading her body and the responses to what you're doing. Because if you're not paying it, if the only way you're gonna miss stuff is if you're not paying attention. And I do know that like there are girls who will be out there and just lay flat on the bed,
starfish.
Be like, do it.
I don't like that.
And then you could be doing some tricks, doing stuff, and there's no reaction. And she just, and in her mind, she's thinking like, he ain't even found it yet. He ain't found the spot. Oh well, I'm gonna stay here.
If he ain't found the spot, then you need to
At that point, you need to say something. Closed mouth don't get fed. We said that earlier, and it's like if he can't find your spot, you need to tell him where the spot is, because it's no reason to be sitting there letting the nigga go down on you for like 50, 20 minutes.
If you don't like it at all.
And you don't like it.
You don't have to push him off or be aggressive. You know, you could just
be like, hey, try that.
Like move a little bit, grab his chest, you know, or something.
Exactly.
And starts blowing him. And he's like, oh, okay. So then how did he be thinking? Like, oh, I must did all right then. After the fact, be like, hey, you know, I don't like to get ate. But he still gonna think he did a good job because he's like, all right, well, you know, I got rewarded for eating this. She sucked me. So I did it good, but she don't like it. So it's cool. So I ain't got to do it no more. So I'm good. So at least you tried. And then she told you, and then she was cool about it. Like, hey, nah, I don't like it, but I sucked you real quick. And then he thinking it's all to the good. So y'all have communicated without even really communicating.
Exactly.
Without even arguing, like that, and everything.
No fuss and no fighting.
Yep. That's all it is. You don't just fight about it. Don't fuss about it. Just be like, oh, it wasn't. She can't say like, oh, hey, Mary, bro, you're terrible. Shit like that, and it's a wrap. Like he ain't gonna. Yep. Like you gotta say it in a way that's. It's cool and understanding that he'd be like, oh, okay, I got it.
Yep.
If niggas don't like they feelings hurt, just like bitches don't.
Right.
If a bitch hurt your feelings, it's a wrap. Like, it's hurt more than a nigga saying some shit to you.
That shit is like, oh my God.
Like, they say
that's a future topic. Straight up shit. That's a future topic too.
Future topic. Yeah, so you gotta tune in for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, like I said, like it's all based on body language.
Yep.
It's really what you can read from her without her saying something is really key, but it's also about communication.
Yep. Pay attention.
If after that, I've asked pretty much every girl I've been with afterwards, did she come? Because I want to know.
I want to
try to do what she want to do next time to make her come. Cause like I thought it was a blemish to fuck with a bitch and she didn't get hers. Cause I was like, what? And after all that hollering and stuff she was doing, you didn't get yours? Like, nah, we gotta go back.
Yeah.
So right, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Toys, male egos, and sex toys.
Hey,
women sex toys.
I'll go first because
I
might be the most experienced with sex toys around here.
Okay.
That means he got a whole war chest. Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
You ain't, like I said, about the panties thing, man. if she got a nice little butt plug in with the panties thing, whoa, that shit is nice. If a nigga don't like that type of shit or don't like the little toys, man, you missing out. Man, I didn't.
What about vibrators?
Man,
vibrators during sex.
Yeah, I didn't have. You put on your dick and you sticking in her too, and you be hitting, and it be balling. Hey, I
had that. Wait, what?
Whoa,
wait, what?
The vibrating rings. The vibrating rings. I know what you're talking
about. It was something else. It was something like one part you put on your dick, right? And it had a little for her.
Yeah.
And, like, it'd be on top of you, and it would clip. And I was tearing it. I was like, hell yeah.
What?
Ooh, if you want to see somebody squirt, what? Use that shit.
What? What is that shit called?
I don't fucking know, nigga. I just fucking, nigga. this is the real advice right here.
Bruh, send me that.
Go ahead.
I need to see that. Man. Hold on, man. Like, that what shit, is that shit called?
Get that shit, and then if you get the remote control one, you control.
I got that one. I got that one.
Oh, yeah.
I got, what is that? Slash 3 or some shit. Yeah. I got that.
And if you scared, you can order online. But if you want professional help, man, I go to the sex stores. You got to go to the ones. No offense, you got to go to the ones with the gay guys.
Oh my God, I was about to say that. Oh,
they'll tell you some stuff to get your girl. And if you want some squirting and all that other stuff, you better listen to them.
Oh my God. I'm telling you.
You go to the ones where they at.
Yep.
Talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
They can point you in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
have fun.
They're going to.
They tell you everything.
I was about to say too, like I had an ego at one point. Like, I was like,
you don't have no experience. And if you're a guy and you don't like talking to guys, talk to a gay guy. Because they gonna give you the real deal on what you supposed to get. If you want that butt play, if you want to try it, you talk to one of them, they gonna point you to the right lube. They gonna tell you what to tell her. So it's, you gonna have so much knowledge going into that. Because if you might be scared to talk to your friends, but hey, if you can find a gay guy, I'm telling you, and ask that dude, he gonna point you the right direction. If you're scared to talk to your homeboys, if you're scared to talk to a girl, talk to one of them, because they ain't gonna judge you. So you can go talk to one, and they gonna point you in that direction where you want to go.
Plus, it's their job if they at the sex store.
Yeah. But I'm talking about them. You gotta go to them guys. Like, you gotta find them ones, because they're the real experts. Yeah, I've been done with the ladies, and they wasn't too helpful.
Knowledgeable.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I didn't say, hey, man, I'm looking for this. That's how this thing was. I forgot what it was. I think it was a foxtail or something. I said, and I need this too. I got the
dragon tail.
He was like, follow me.
Man.
He was
like, follow
me. Yeah, I was like, follow me. Yes. Pointing me in the right direction.
There you go.
Got what I needed.
There you go.
Out of there.
There you go.
Hey, party time now, man.
Party time.
Fucking Wayne's World.
That is wild.
Man. In mind, though, if you tell her it's party time with the toys, and you say, hey, baby, you got to put that one outfit I got them. And it's party time. And if she knows it's party time, you be like, man, I got some goodies coming in today. Woo! Hey, that ass gonna jiggle.
All right, man. Let's do some closing remarks, man, really quick. Like, if you was Will and you heard Jada saying that, what would you do if you was Will in that situation?
If I'm was an old man, as it will right as age right now, I'd be pissed. Like, I'd be thinking in my head, like, bitch, you could have told me this when we was young. So this whole, like, I didn't please you for the longest until I was hella old, and then, like, you had me waste time where you could have told me for the beginning, like, hey, do it this way instead of not giving me the will what the hell I want, or not responding the way you were supposed to respond a long time ago, and wait till you're getting hella old to respond like the way you need to. So if this nigga knew, or if I was something, if I'd have knew, now I'm like, bitch, that's fucked up. Like, we should have had that discussion, like back then. Like, you could have told me, like, hey, I don't like this, I don't like that. Like, and then we'd have been at a different point. Don't go through the motions because niggas remember shit. And I remember the time that I would have thought I was doing some shit and I wasn't. She told me, nah, bruh. And this whole time you thought you was, and it's 10 years later, you like, bitch, I thought I put my all into that.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough. So yeah. I'd be fucking pissed, heartbroken. And I was like, hey, you know, I might have to say some shit too, because I'm sure some time where if I was Will, I had to fake a couple nuts on her because I wasn't feeling it. So if I'm him, I'm like, bitch, I faked some nuts on you too. Niggas fake too. Remember that one time when I did all that twirling and everything, you said, ooh, this nigga feeling it. Bitch, I did the twirling because I wasn't feeling it and I didn't want my dick in you that day. So, if I'm Will, she want to go all in now, I'm going all in too. some real shit, like, that's why them panties you thought you was hot shit in, nah, that shit was cold turkey. Like, she gonna feel it just the way I'm feeling it, because now she gonna be thinking them times she thought she sucked me good, and I was like, man, that bitch, that shit was rat. I'm like, you remember that time you thought you was licking it like this? No, that shit was hella whack. I'm like, you know that was whack. Or she thought she was doing something with her spit, and you're like, bitch, that shit was hella horrible. But she did it hella times though. You know, hella horrible. And now she knows, like, damn, I did all that shit, getting cotton mouth, spitting on your dick. And I'm like, I'm Will and I'm out.
I'm Will and I'm out.
Will and I'm out. Close the remarks.
Oh my god. Fuck. Shit, I don't know. That's like disrespect. That's a lot of disrespect and a betrayal too. And long story short, I'd be like, all right, I'm done, and just leave. Hmm. You know, I'd be like, this is over. Like, you gonna air me out like that? You can't even have a conversation with me, you know, like, hey, I don't like this, you know, like all this you just led up to the conversation about sex. And again, like I said, you know, she crazy as fuck to say he was supposed to be able to read his mind. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them dumb bitches at the table's like agreeing with her. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm like, are you serious? So then I was like, okay, this is stupid.
Niggas don't know shit.
So I'm saying. We can't approach every woman the same, you know, because everybody has got different shit that they into or that they like. So that learning process always has to take place when you're with somebody new. So, yeah, long story short, I'd leave. I'm like, that's
so the after, ultimate
betrayal, ultimate after disrespect.
However many years you will of being married to Jada and however many kids y'all got, you like, hey, bitch, it's over. I'm out.
Or either that, or I'd be like, fuck it. I'm about to go and fuck every fucking bad bitch I can find. And I'm going to try my hardest to make sure paparazzi see it. You know, me filling a bitch up, you know, whatever, you know, left fucking a bitch in a window or something, you know, so they can see, you know. So
hey, yeah, take this bitch just one time.
Pretty much, you know. So I'm like, look, like Rado said, I'm Will, nigga. you know how many bitches want this dick, man, right now? Come on now. This bitch is lining up to take your spot. So it's like, hey, you know, it is what it is. That's what I would do.
Man, I feel bad for Will, man. I feel bad for him because he's one of my fucking, like, one of my icons.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep having so much of his dirty laundry be aired out by somebody who's close to him, though. It's his fucking wife talking somebody about this.
Trust.
Right. It'd be like this nigga going on a podcast, and it's not even as, the thought I have is not even as bad as, like, what she said, him be on a podcast and be like, man, the first few years, Jada couldn't cook, man. She could not cook. I tried to eat that food, bro, and I'd be like, oh, but I'd be trying to, this good, baby. And then she'd be on some fucking thing trying to say how she can cook, and like she just messed up or blah, blah, blah. He's won a few times and it'd be people backing her up. But people right now is on Will's head, like talking shit about him.
Yeah.
Or because she couldn't have like a conversation with him that could have been had in private. And if it was something that was like a big issue, like Rado said, this is something that they should have talked about a long ass time ago. This is something that she should have been like, hey, I'm not feeling this. We got to change it up. Because how long has she just been fucking taking it?
And, yeah.
Not enjoying
not liking it though, like
yeah, and thinking and then thinking like he and but like this what he want to do, so he yeah. like it, not knowing that he feel the same way. This whack. Why even New Year's Eve? We trying to get it in. She fucking and she just starfished it, huh?
Yeah, like we keep saying,
skeet one time. Shit, dog. That's it, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna go out and get to this party real quick, and then he dipped and go fucked Margot Robbie.
Yeah, like we said, niggas don't know shit. So she should have said some shit, and he should have said some shit.
Yep.
Like, hey, like man, I want to fuck you on this balcony one time and real quick. I just want to see what it feels like. If I come quick, it was good, and then nothing I could do about it. And fuck, and I'm sorry now, but that could have been something that he tried and he hit, and he came hella quick, and then he got out, and like you said, went to a party. Because in his head, he could have fantasized about, hey, man, I want to hit this, let that come drip down her dress one time and have nuts tangle or whatever, and I'm about to go party and see somebody going to find out. And he could just came just too quick that time, like, fuck, I came too quick, but I still got to complete this fantasy. I'm going to this party. But she, too much in her head, like, this nigga didn't do shit, but she should have told his ass, like, hey, that was wacky. He could, but, oh, my bad. I was thinking this, you know, that's the reason why.
Communication. Yep. Well, that folks is the wrap to the High Guys podcast. This has been a good episode, if I do say so myself. I'd say you guys need to follow us. So follow me at That Worm Guy. If you end up watching the video, my name's on the screen, but if you need me to spell it, it's spelled just like it sounds, That Worm Guy on Instagram. Follow the High Guys on Instagram at High Guys. Guys with a Z at the end because it's cool. It's cool.
Especially if you're a chick and you want us to rate that.
Especially because we're some stand-up guys and we'll rate you properly.
Honestly, if you should wear the Rayana line or not.
Yeah, and then that too.
Just want to know if you got ass or not.
Yep.
We got you.
We got you.
No,
so, that's true. All right, people. That's it for us. Stay high, and we'll catch you next time.